Live by every word. That is the challenge and the opportunity the Bible gives to you. This program examines the actual words that have proceeded out of the mouth of God Himself, so we can use them to guide our paths and live by them in our everyday lives. This is Live by Every Word.
Thanks for joining me today on Live by Every Word. I'm Dwight Falk, and this is Trumpet Radio, 101.3 KPCG. We're online at kpcg.fm. We have a live link also at thetrumpet.com. And for those that are listening to the podcast, welcome. And you can always find these podcasts of Live by Every Word at thetrumpet.com, kpcg.fm, wherever you like to get podcasts, including iTunes. That also goes for all of the programming here on Trumpet Radio. Would you consider yourself to be a forgetful person? That's a good question. I think we've all forgotten things from time to time. And sometimes it seems like more than we forget a little bit more than we did in the past, as I guess we grow older and we have more to keep in mind. But God knows that mankind is forgetful, can be very forgetful. And so he wanted to make sure that his people would have something to really hold on to and remember. He gave a sign. And that sign is the Sabbath day. God's Sabbath identifies his people. And how does the Sabbath identify true Christians? That's a great question and something that we'll answer on today's program. Notice this passage in Exodus 31, verses 12 through 17. And you can look this up with me if you have a Bible. That'd be great. And if not, take note of it and check it out later. Exodus 31 and verse 12, it says, "The Eternal spoke unto Moses, saying, Speak you also unto the children of Israel, saying, Verily, my Sabbaths you shall keep, for it is a sign between me and you throughout your generations, that you may know that I am the Eternal that doth sanctify you. Verse 14, you shall keep the Sabbath therefore, for it is holy unto you. Every one that defiles it shall surely be put to death. For whosoever does any work therein, that soul shall be cut off from among his people. 6 days may work be done, but in the seventh is the Sabbath of rest, holy to the Eternal. Whosoever does any work in the Sabbath day, he shall surely be put to death. Verse 16, wherefore the children of Israel shall keep the Sabbath, to observe the Sabbath throughout their generations for a perpetual covenant." And then finally, verse 17, "It is a sign between me and the children of Israel forever. For in 6 days the Eternal made heaven and earth, and on the seventh day he rested and was refreshed." So there are some things we can take away from this passage. The first thing is that the Word made Sabbath keeping a separate and additional covenant or agreement with his people. The Word, of course, the God of the Old Testament, who became Jesus Christ. So this separate and additional covenant or agreement with his people Israel was made after the Old Covenant was put in effect. You can read about the Old Covenant being ratified earlier, and that was put into effect. But then here is a separate and additional covenant. The second thing that we can see from this passage is that this covenant, this Sabbath covenant, is binding forever. So it's still in effect today. And it was made as an agreement, as a covenant, after the old covenant was made. So this is forever, in effect today still, and will be perpetually. The third thing that we can learn is the Sabbath was to be a sign between the Creator and his people. It's a sign. And then the fourth thing is that the Sabbath identifies who the true God is, the Creator. So those are some of the points that we can take out of this passage here in Exodus 31. The Herbert W. Armstrong College Bible Correspondence Course is free at thetrumpet.com, and please sign up for that if you haven't already. It has a quote, and it says, "God wanted the ancient Israelites to be sure to remember that he is creator, sustainer, and supreme ruler over all his creation." And, of course, God knows that people can forget. And so he wanted them to remember. The quote continues, "So he singled out Sabbath observance as the one great sign by which they would always be reminded of who he is." But this special Sabbath covenant of Exodus 31 reveals that the Sabbath does more than identify the Creator. It also is a sign that identifies the true people of God. And we read that, that you may know that I am the eternal that does sanctify you. The Sabbath was to point out who they were, his chosen people. It was the one commandment that would make Israel especially stand out from all other nations. And so keeping the Sabbath does make a person stand out from the world. If you keep the Sabbath, others will notice, and they'll notice rather quickly. This happened recently to my family. We were at the Robbers Cave Campout, which is a campout that happens every year for the students and faculty here at Herbert W. Armstrong College. And so it's a great few days to relax, spend some time together, fellowship, have some fun activities. And it's done over the weekend, so the Sabbath is in there as well. So we keep the Sabbath at that campout. And there's a nice enough meeting hall. I mean, it is a campsite, but it's a nice enough gathering area that is used for a cafeteria and used for church services when we're there. And so we were staying, my family and I, in some cabins that were just a little bit away from the campsite. There wasn't enough room to get everybody in that campsite. So we had a cabin that was a little bit away, not much, but a mile. And of course, all around us, other cabins and people camping. And so, as you'd expect, people were sitting out there in their lawn chairs in front of their cabins, and there were fires going, and sitting in a variety of clothing, usually sweatpants or something like that, camping attire. And out of our cabin, here comes me and my family. I'm wearing a suit and a tie. My wife has a dress on, and our children are dressed in their Sabbath wear also, because, of course, when we come before God on the Sabbath day, we are to dress our best. So does that make us stand out a little bit? It did, for sure. The other people looked, and they must have thought, wow, what? They don't camp like we camp. Now, obviously, when it wasn't the Sabbath, we were dressed in our camping clothes, too. But still, on the Sabbath day, we stood out. We really stood out. And when you keep the Sabbath, and if you do, you know this from experience, it makes you stand out. God wanted Israel to stand out, not in a negative way, but in a very positive way. As we will see. The Correspondence Course says, as stated earlier in this lesson, most people do not want to be identified as being different from the world. That's a very true point. Humanly, we want to belong to the crowd. We want to fit in. And we don't want to be different. But when the world's going the wrong direction, we do have to stand with God. Keeping the Sabbath day makes a person different. And a lot of people don't want to be identified as being different. The quote continues, most simply will not keep the fourth commandment unless they truly want to obey all of God's commandments. You know, God's commandments, it's not an a la carte menu, right? We can't say, well, I'd like a little bit of this, I'll take some of that, I'm not so interested in this other thing. It's an all or nothing proposition. And of course, we know from God's word that if we break one commandment, we break them all. We have to keep all of God's commandments, all of them. And that includes the fourth commandment, which is the Sabbath commandment. It says, therefore, it is the crucial test of obedience today, just as it was for ancient Israel, because it identifies those who have surrendered to God, who obey all of his commandments. That's a great point. Have you ever had somebody come up to you and proselytizing and ask you if you've surrendered to Jesus? I've had somebody ask me that. Have you surrendered to Jesus, as they would put it? Well, what does it mean to really surrender to God, the Father, and Jesus Christ, his Son? What does that mean? Well, it means obeying all of his commandments. That could be the other question a person could ask. Do you obey all the commandments of God? Well, that wouldn't be a very popular question, would it? Because, again, that is not something most people want to do. God's Sabbath covenant was made with Abraham's physical descendants. We read about that. It identified ancient Israel. The Sabbath day identified ancient Israel. But today, God's Sabbath covenant is with spiritual Israel. Keeping the Sabbath identifies true Christians today. Notice this in Galatians 3, verses 28 and 29. Galatians 3, verses 28 through 29. It says, there is neither Jew nor Greek, there is neither bond nor free, There is neither male nor female, for you are all one in Christ Jesus. And if you be Christ, then you are Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise. So today, God wants spiritual Israel to keep the Sabbath. Now, of course, he wants all people to keep the Sabbath, and all people will eventually. But at this time today, God's true people keep the Sabbath, spiritual Israel. And as we read there in Galatians 3, that includes all sorts of nationalities and, of course, both sexes. And the point being made here is, look, we're all part of this spiritual body of Christ. We're spiritual Israel. If, in fact, God's Spirit is dwelling in us, and he gives his Spirit to those who obey him. And so you can see the picture here of what is required to be part of spiritual Israel. But there is an important point to note from the correspondence course. It says, however, most religious groups that profess to keep God's seventh-day Sabbath do not keep all of God's commandments. So keeping the Sabbath day is very important, but it's important to keep all of God's commandments. There are different groups out there that do profess to keep the Sabbath, but they're not keeping all of God's commandments. The true church of God, spiritual Israel, will have God's Spirit and will be keeping all of God's commandments. The quote continues, it says, therefore, these groups that don't keep all of God's commandments are not part of the church of God, which is composed of Spirit-begotten children of God. Jesus said that his disciples would keep all of his commandments. You can look at that in John 14 and verse 15 and verse 21. After all, a Christian is one who follows Christ. Well, Jesus said that his disciples would keep all of his commandments. And also, God gives his Holy Spirit only to those who obey him. You can see that in Acts 5 and verse 32. So if somebody says, well, I'm not going to keep all of the commandments, well, they don't have God's Spirit, because God's Spirit is given to those who obey God. And that includes keeping the Sabbath day holy. And of course, ultimately, God wants the whole world to obey all his commandments and keep his Sabbath day holy. But today, most don't. And so today, the Sabbath does identify God's true people. And of course, keeping all of God's commandments as well. Now, you can read in Exodus 19, verses 5 through 6, that God wanted Israel to obey him and become a kingdom of priests, a holy nation. That was his plan for Israel. But what purpose would that serve? Why was that? You know, the question that some people will ask is, well, so Israel was, were they just the favorites? I mean, why were they picked? Why were they used? Well, look, Deuteronomy 4, verses 5 through 8 gives us the answer. It says, behold, I have taught you statutes and judgments. He's talking to Israel here. Even as the eternal my God commanded me, that you should do so in the land where you go to possess it. And so Moses giving Israel God's words. Verse 6 says, keep therefore and do them, for this is your wisdom and your understanding in the sight of the nations. The other nations would see this and say, oh, look what they do. They keep the Sabbath. You know, they come out of their cabin wearing a suit and they go and they keep the Sabbath day holy. Why do they do that? It was to be an example. It says, which shall hear, these other nations, which shall hear all these statutes and say, surely this great nation is a wise and understanding people. For what nation is there so great who has God so near unto them as the eternal our God is in all things that we call upon him for? And what nation is there so great that has statutes and judgments so righteous as all this law which I set before you this day? That was God's hope, that other nations would see Israel, see how they were being blessed, see how they had wisdom in the laws that they were keeping and the statutes and the judgments that they followed, and say, well, wow, look at what great things happen when a people obeys God. We want to learn more about this. Because again, God wanted to bring everybody into his family. He wanted to open up the opportunity for everybody to know his truth. But he was going to lead the world to him through Israel's example. The Course says God called the ancient Israelites out of slavery, not only to fulfill his promises to the patriarchs, so that's part of it, but also so that through the Israelites he could reveal himself to the world, to show that he is the creator and ruler of the universe, and to reveal his laws, commandments, promises, and blessings to the rest of mankind. So the keeping of God's Sabbath was to also be a sign that the Israelites were selected for this purpose. And other nations then would come and also begin to obey God. That was the hope. And then God could bless all of them. See, it was so inclusive. It was completely inclusive. It was going to bring everyone to God, to let people get to know God. You know, there are people in this world today even who don't keep anything that would even be remotely called Christianity. They have something completely different. And so if they look at somebody who says that they're a Christian and they look at the way they're living and some of the things that they do, is it a lifestyle that makes them say, I want to do that? I want to get to know their God? Well, when it comes to false Christianity, I don't think so. People would say, no, that's fine. I've got my way. But when it comes to God's truth and it comes to spiritual Israel, people should look and say, well, there's something about that. And maybe they don't, you know, investigate too much right at this moment, but in due time, God will call all people and he's going to open up his spirit to all those that are willing. And he's going to, you know, need teachers and helpers there that are trained and that are ready to help bring the world to God. Continuing down in verse 9, there's a warning here, and this is a very important warning. It was for ancient Israel, and it's for God's people, spiritual Israel today, especially in this Laodicean era that we're in, where about 95% of God's people no longer obey him, and even a higher percentage of God's ministry. There's a warning here. It says in verse 9, only take heed to yourself. So take heed. And keep your soul diligently, lest you forget the things which your eyes have seen, and lest they depart from your heart all the days of your life. But teach them your sons and your sons' sons. So God says through Moses here, look, take heed to yourself. Make sure that you don't forget. Teach your children about God and God's laws. Don't forget. Don't forget. You know, and that gets back to the question that I brought up at the beginning. You know, do you forget? Are you forgetful? Am I forgetful? We're prone to be. And that's why there's a warning here to take heed. And how often have you had a physical task that you had to remember and were so confident that you'd remember it that you didn't think too much about it, and then lo and behold, forgot? That can happen, right? That can happen. And so the things that I try to remember, the physical tasks, like grabbing my car keys before I leave for the day, whatever I need for that day, what I do to not forget is I put it in the same place, whatever the items are that I'm taking, and I make sure that I have to walk by it when I head out the door and have a routine where I always look and then grab what I need. And so I very rarely forget my car keys or the things I need for the day. But the reason I very rarely forget it is because I know that if I don't follow that same routine and I don't keep everything in the same place, I will forget. The point being that if I'm not taking heed to not forget, then I will forget. And we're talking about physical tasks, but what about the spiritual as well? God said, look, here's a Sabbath day every week. And we're told, take heed so that you don't forget. Take heed, be careful. Because we're forgetful people. We are. and the things in life that sometimes we're very confident about are those same things that we do end up forgetting. We have seen that with an entire era of God's church, this era that we're in, the Laodicean era. You know, there were many people that studied the same thing that I'm talking about today and kept the Sabbath day. And there were many ministers that taught it. and knew it very well and counseled people on how to keep the Sabbath day and how to have the faith to keep the Sabbath day. And yet, they don't keep it anymore. So does this warning here in Deuteronomy 4 and verse 9 ring true? Of course it does, and it's written in human experience. So we have to learn to take heed, or else we'll forget. We'll just forget. We'll just go a different direction. Our minds will go somewhere else. God knows that we do tend to forget. And we have to realize that also, that we're weak human beings, and we have to be reminded all of the time. And God gave us this identifying sign to remind us of who He is as Creator, and also to remind us that He has sanctified spiritual Israel today, set them apart for a special purpose, and that identifying sign shows the world, too, that there's something different about God's people. But it's a weekly sign that helps us remember. It's a test that helps us remember who God is and what He is doing with those that He has called out. It helps us remember God's plan of salvation. There's so much to remember, and it's a sign that we have to take advantage of every single week. Well, ancient Israel was warned. How did they do? Were they able to remember? Were they able to obey God? Did they recall? Did they keep it in mind? Did they take heed? Well, they did not. Notice Ezekiel 20 and verse 13. Ezekiel 20 and verse 13, and remember, it talks in the Bible about how all those things that happened unto them in ancient Israel that happened for our example, an example to us so that we can look at the successes. There were a few, and the failures, there were quite a few, and learn the lessons. Ezekiel 20 and verse 13, it says, "But the house of Israel rebelled against me in the wilderness. They walked not in my statutes, and they despised my judgments, which if a man do, he shall live in them." They were supposed to live in them and be an example, but they didn't. And it says, "And my Sabbaths they greatly polluted." So even if they kept them, you know, on some level, they were greatly polluted. "Then I said I would pour out my fury upon them in the wilderness to consume them." And then as you read down through the passage, you know, God does talk about some of that history there that, you know, He was merciful to them. But still, they rebelled against God. They didn't live according to God's law. They polluted the Sabbath. So God wants spiritual Israel, His true church, to succeed where ancient Israel failed. And of course, the calling today is more serious because it has eternal consequences. Israel, if they obeyed God, they had physical blessings. Today, God's people, if they obey God, have eternal blessings and physical blessings too. But if people turn away once they've known the truth, well, then they have to repent or else they're going to miss out on God's great reward and plan for them. And so God has given His Spirit to the baptized members of God's church. He does pour out His Spirit and give God's people the ability to obey Him if they cooperate and keep working with God and let God work in their lives. God wants spiritual Israel to succeed. Look, 1 Peter 2 and verse 9. 1 Peter 2 and verse 9, remember, He wanted ancient Israel to be a kingdom of priests. We'll look at 1 Peter 2 and verse 9, talking to spiritual Israel or God's church today. "But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, and holy nation, a peculiar people." Now, peculiar there doesn't mean weird. It just means that we stand out. We're different than the world. "That you should show forth the praises of Him who has called you out of darkness into His marvelous light." So here, again, this Sabbath command, the fourth commandment, it keeps us in remembrance of who God is and of who we are as a chosen generation and a royal priesthood and a holy nation. And we are to keep the Sabbath day. It's a sign. We are to keep that Sabbath day. And as it says, show forth the praises of Him who has called you and me out of darkness into His marvelous light. Set an example set an example for the world, a positive example of Sabbath keeping and keeping all of God's laws. And of course, remember the warning that God gave through Moses to ancient Israel, take heed to yourself, lest you forget. That's all the time we have for this episode of Live by Every Word. Thanks for spending some time with me today. I'm Dwight Falk. And until next time, let's all strive to more perfectly live by every word of God.
You've been listening to Live by Every Word on Trumpet Radio 101.3 KPCG and online at kpcg.fm and thetrumpet.com.